Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, people create enormous resumes, 15 pages, 8 pages. I once got a resume that was 18 pages long, or was it 19? I don't remember, that discussed every bit of minutia in their life. And it's a killer. You know, who's going to read that? I've had clients who have rejected resumes for that reason, say, I'm not going to go through this crap. What am I wasting my time for? And they're right. So on this show, I'm going to talk with you about editing your resume so it's most effective. And I also want to remind you that this show is helped by your reviews. So please, please come over to iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn, whichever platform you listen to shows on, and give No BS Job Search Advice 5 stars. And by the way, I also want to encourage you to subscribe to my other show, Job Search Radio. Monday through Friday, Job Search Radio gives people advice. 7 days a week, this show gives people advice. I hope you find both of them helpful. And with that, let's get rolling. And let's talk today about pruning that resume that's ridiculously long. Now, I know in some fields and in some academic settings, it's essential to have a 10-page resume. In industry, that isn't the case. You want to get your resume to 2.5 pages in length. Why? No one really cares about the stuff that you did back in the Stone Ages, except to make sure that you had a career progression. So here's what you need to do. Number one, look at the most recent 10 years. That's the area to emphasize. And anything before that, you can summarize with a statement, prior experience was as a fill in the blank with, and you can list 2 or 3 different firms from, and you list the dates. Let's say from, I'm just going to pick dates at random. This is 2014 when I'm recording this. From 1996 to 2004. So what you're doing is indicating what you did prior to 2004 with a quick summary. Now let's say your resume is 3, 4 or more pages, and it's just the past 10 years. Well, number one, I have to ask you a blunt question. Will anyone care what you did 9 years ago? Yeah, you did it, but does anyone care? Does this relate to the kind of position you're going for now? Is there any experience or any skill needed from 10 years ago that's pivotal to what you're going for today? Probably not. Now, if there is, you have to include it and just risk going to a long resume. But I must in all candor tell you, you know, in many fields, it's completely irrelevant, and it's your ego getting in the way. You know, so you have to go in with a critical eye. You have to basically ask yourself, okay, this is the kind of job I'm going for. What's the background of people that they're looking for? Are the keywords going to pop up from what I did 10 years ago and cause people to not call me anyway? Or is this relevant to what I'm doing now? If it's irrelevant, get rid of it. Minimize it, just as I mentioned before. You can do much shorter descriptions of your work from anything in your past, in your extreme past, than what you demonstrate today. Most firms, when they're looking at evaluating someone and determining whether or not they're going to interview them, are looking at just the past few years. The filler is the old stuff. And if you look at their behavior, remember, they're not reading a resume. They're looking at screenshots on their computer screen. They're not printing it out to read it 95 times out of 100. What they're doing is reading it on a screen. How many page downs do you think they're doing? Not a lot. So the most important work is the past few years. As you get progressively past that, it becomes less relevant. Take a hatchet to it. Cut it down. You got to do it because it can only hurt you in the end. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, again, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. It helps with rankings. And I also want to remind you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with the best of my information curated, plus the ability to ask me questions so that you don't make dumb mistakes in your job search that prove so costly. Now, I'll be back tomorrow with more. Hope you have a great day. Take care.